Spectators still climbing the ramp were leaping for cover as the ball flew into their midst, kept on track by the geranium fences that lined the ramp. At one point, it looked like the colicoid had gathered enough momentum to leap the fence entirely, but Reg Taunt's henchmen were on hand to see that that didn't happen. Throwing open one of the rest area fences, they effectively flipped the bald colicoid back onto the ramp, where its spiraling descent continued. Farther down, a second team of henchmen did the same, directing the fleeing alien toward the base of the mount, where a speeder truck was waiting. In its bed sat a huge containment sphere, its hemispherical lid open wide. Jadak signaled Post to head for the airspeeder. He thought about putting a couple of blaster bolts into the control booth's communication suite, but decided that they had already done enough damage. Chances were that security patrols had already been notified, and that he and Post were going to have to do some evasive flying. The Holesians were too busy restoring normalcy to the broadcast to attempt to slow or prevent their retreat. Hurling themselves into the airspeeder, Jadak and Post launched from the platform just in time to see the bald colicoid swish into the speeder truck's gaping container, which slammed shut, trapping the insectoid inside.
"Case closed,"
Post said from the passenger's bucket seat. At the same time, security vehicles circling above the truck broke from their holding patterns and began to race for the control booth.
"Here we go,"
Jadak said. They already had a good lead on the patrols, and with any luck would arrive at the spaceport long before the speeder truck. Twisting the yoke, Jadak swerved the T-11 away from the mount, just in case anyone got reckless and decided to bring the turbo laser battery to bear. The throttle maxed, Jadak was angling for a cluster of tall buildings in the southern part of the city when he heard Post loose a string of epithets.
"What?"
Jadak shouted. Post was leaning out of the speeder, looking at something behind them.
"They lost it! The sphere! The colicoid! They dropped it!"
"Dropped it?"
"I didn't see exactly what happened, but the criffing thing is rolling down the street!"
A dozen possibilities fought it out in Jadak's mind. The truck had taken fire from one of the security vehicles, the tractor system that anchored the containment sphere had failed, the colicoid had somehow decompressed itself just enough to rock the sphere from the bed of the truck.
"Is it still rolling?"
"And picking up speed,"
Post said, looking over his shoulder.
"It's downhill, all the way to the river."
"Where's the truck?"
"Chasing it."
"How many patrol craft on our tail?"
Post pivoted in the seat.
"I make it 3, but they're way behind us."
Jadak settled himself at the controls and blew out his breath.
"Buckle up."
Post had no sooner fastened the seat straps than Jadak threw the speeder through a twisting half loop and sped back toward the Mount of Justice.
"You promised no more stunt flying,"
Post said after he had re-swallowed his breakfast.
"Old habits die hard."
Jadak had the rolling containment sphere in sight, but the security vehicles now had the T-11 in sight and were darting in from both sides, with sirens howling and lights flashing. Sora sub-police specials, they were as fleet as the Incom, but only in the right hands, and the repeating blasters they carried were light duty and of limited range. Text crawled across their rooftop-mounted display screens, showing the number of laws Jadak and Post had broken. Less than 100 meters ahead and 20 meters below, the containment sphere was zipping toward the river, going airborne at each shallow hill. Flying 5 meters above the street, the speeder truck was still in pursuit, but short of cutting the colicoid off, there wasn't much it could do. Jadak took a moment to study the stretch of roadway ahead, then pushed the yoke forward and dropped the airspeeder almost to ground level, and so close to the front of the truck that it was forced to veer off. Seeing what was coming, Post extended his legs and arms to brace himself against the floor and passenger's side door. Jadak waited for the next dip in the roadway. Then, just when the containment sphere took to the air, he called all speed from the T-11 and dived beneath the sphere. The airspeeder's forward motion drove the ball up onto the slanted prow, over the low windscreen and lowered heads of Jadak and Post, and down into the rear nacelle, where it wobbled for a moment before nesting into the bucket seats. The extra weight sent the T-11 onto the street, sparks fountaining from the undercarriage, until Jadak managed to regain control of the repulsor lifts and get the speeder back into the air. By then, though, the police Sora subs had caught up and were attempting to keep the Incom from gaining additional altitude. A sudden hail of blaster fire from the truck turned the situation on its ear. Holed by bolts, two of the patrol speeders slewed to opposite sides and plummeted to the ground, leaking smoke and fire as they screeched along the street, then plowed through 2 fences, furrowed an area of lawn, and splashed into the river. The containment sphere prevented Jadak from seeing behind him, but the abrupt disappearance of the other Sora sub suggested that they were now chasing the speeder truck. Accelerating, the T-11 streaked out over the river, 20 meters above the choppy water, banking into morning sun, and on course for the spaceport.